Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn, your empowerment coach, and today we're going to talk about the empowerment concepts of, are you ready to change? Are you ready to work on yourself? But first, as always, is the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is, I will work on myself. And can you consider today working on yourself? Can you consider thinking about what you need to do to begin to work on yourself, to begin the process of becoming a better person? Can you look at yourself today and begin to say, I will work on myself? I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And if you will, with support and assistance, just strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. Or welcome growth within yourself by acknowledging that you are becoming better every day, just one day at a time. And if you would say, I'm becoming better, begin to practice becoming better, then you will become a better person. You will practice living with your heart. Practice treating others with respect, but also practicing treating yourself with love and respect. You have to be able to love yourself in order to love others. Can you make a consistent effort every day of working on yourself? Can you practice every day taking the steps necessary, developing the tools of working on self? Can you develop a tool, a daily practice, starting your day with gratitude? Can you begin your day with gratitude and thanksgiving for the things that you do have? Can you begin your day with thanksgiving for your life, for your health? Can you stop for a moment and just say thank you? As soon as your eyes open, and become grateful for another day. Can you take a few minutes out of your day to just recognize for a moment that you've been given life, you've been given a gift? Can you practice every day taking time out for quiet, for peace, for self-examination, self-study? Can you begin your day with humility, humbling yourself, becoming humble and beginning to practice every day, putting down your ego, not making yourself grandiose or big, but really looking at yourself, not the way you look on the outside, but the type of person that you are, the type of person that you've become? And can you look at yourself, not your physical self, not your face, not your features, but the person that you are? And you stop for a moment and just look and love yourself. Can you take the time to open your heart, to open your mind, to open yourself to love, to loving another, respecting others, walking this planet with a positive attitude and a positive outlook, doing the things necessary to find your purpose, doing the things necessary to work on yourself? Can you become the person that consistently works on themselves, consistently practices what they preach, and practice what you believe in? And can you today look at yourself, or whatever faith that you have, are you practicing what you believe in? And no matter what practice or faith that you have, can you walk in it every day? And can you be the example of what love and respect and appreciation is all about? Can you be the example of what religious practice is all about, no matter what your faith is? Can you begin to be the example? Can you practice what it is that you say you believe in today and every day. No matter what the practice is, no matter what the belief is, can you live it? Can you embody what the practice is? Can you work on yourself? Can you look at yourself? Can you examine yourself? Can you work on yourself today and every day? And can you practice forgiveness? Can you take a few moments every day, even right now, can you forgive yourself for something? Can you practice forgiveness every day? Can you live a life of humility and forgiveness today and every day? I am working on myself. I am working on myself. I am working on the things that I know I need to work on and change about myself. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I'm looking at the man or the woman in the mirror today and asking myself, am I ready to change? Am I ready to grow? Am I ready to become better than I was yesterday? Am I ready to become a better person? Am I ready to open my mind to a new way of thinking? It's not a new way of thinking. It's more of a way that we all should have been thinking a long time ago, and that is, can I think about love and peace and respect and joy? Can I live that way? And can I examine what I've learned? Can you examine what you've learned and how you've learned to become and who you've learned to become? Can you stop for a moment just to look at yourself and ask yourself, what are those things you know you need to change? What are those things you know you need to work on and work out within yourself? And are you really willing to submit yourself to the will of the God of your choice? And is that submission positive? Is that submission treating others with fairness and respect? Is that a daily practice of adhering to whatever it is that you believe in? So as we look at ourselves today and as we examine ourselves today, are you ready for change? Are you ready to become the best person that you can be today and every day? Can you open your heart and open your mind and you begin to practice daily simple effort of working on yourself, looking at those things you know you need to work on and change within yourself, within your life? And that's not a negative thing. I'm changing my heart. And as you change your heart and change your mind, you will see that your ways will change. The ways in which you've learned to treat others. And can you begin to treat yourself with love and respect enough to say, today I am working on myself. I am setting a goal, just one goal. And I am working on that goal today. And I will become consistent at working on my goal through my commitment. And I'm committed to meeting my goal today and every day. I'm committed to working on myself. I'm committed to becoming the best person that I can be. I'm committed to change. The question today is, are you ready to change? Are you ready to try? Are you ready to simply try to work on changing the things that you know you need to change? Forgiving, forgetting, letting go, releasing, moving forward. And can you remove the shackle of the past, of a past relationship, of a bad choice, of a negative decision from your life and move forward with a positive mindset, positive practices that will allow you to begin to live and live more abundantly? Can you open your heart and your mind right now to change and growth? Can you welcome growth within yourself right now? Can you let some things go? Can you begin to believe in yourself? Can you today, more than ever, begin to love yourself more and more? And are you willing to think will speak to yourself right now. I love you. I love myself. I love myself. And as I close my eyes, can I continue to experience love for myself and for others? Can you just for a moment close your eyes and sit with yourself for just a moment and think these words, I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. And as you begin to visualize your physical image, can you also say, I love myself? And then begin to take care of your physical self. Begin to take care of your mental and emotional self. Empowerment is mind, mental, thought, thinking, activity, action, behavior. It's all of it. And can you take the opportunity to begin to work on yourself today and every day? It is up to you to become ready to practice every day the process of empowerment that requires you to just simply try to work on yourself. I will work on myself. I am ready to change. I am ready to set a goal. I'm ready to work on myself. I'm ready to acknowledge some things that I know I need to work on and change about myself. I'm ready and willing to welcome growth within myself by acknowledging that I'm becoming better. I will practice becoming better, and I will do this just one day at a time. Can you make a commitment today, a covenant, bonding, unbreakable agreement with yourself that you will begin to work on yourself, love yourself, grow, change, and become the best person that you can be? And can you open your heart and your mind to become, to practice, to simply try, to demonstrate your ability every day of working on your goal, honoring your covenant, becoming more and more committed, more determined that you will work on yourself, that you will achieve your goals, and that you will be the best person that you can be? We're not striving for perfection. We're making simple effort to become better, to change our own lives, to change our own communities, to change our own selves. So as we begin to look at ourselves and ask the question, am I ready for change? Make yourself ready for change today by doing the things that you know you need to do, practicing the things you know you need to practice, living a life that's full of God, full of peace, full of love. And we could do this just one day at a time. Love yourself, respect yourself, appreciate yourself. I appreciate myself. I respect myself, and I love myself. And if you would begin to practice every day just the simple steps of gratitude, humility, and forgiveness, creating the balance necessary, and you will see your life will change and you will become a better person. This has been Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and empowerment just for you. I'm Marvin Rohn. Check me out on the website, www.theempowerment.weebly.com. Open up your heart. Become a better person. Take the time to ask yourself, what do you need to work on and change? Become the best person that you could be today and every day. There is something out there for you. There is something in the Empowerment 365 messages. Go back to the archives and just listen, or listen to Finding You, to our show that talks about what's going on in the world. And you'll see for yourself that we have to change ourselves. We have to change the way that we see each other, the way we treat each other. We should stop the murder. We should stop the hurt and begin peace and love today and every day. I'm Marvin Rohn. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.